controlling Roundup-resistant mare's tail. There's not much more frustrating than dousing glyphosate on a weedy field and having some of the weeds laugh at you and continue growing. Weeds certainly have been proven to reduce yields, and the inability to control them with your main herbicide is nerve-wracking. However, many Corn Belt fields are populated with mare's tail, which has become resistant to glyphosate. And if your cultivation practice is based on no-till, your soybean fields may take a significant yield hit. So what do you do? Well, mare's tail is one of those weeds that does not fit the typical schedule of other weeds. It can either emerge in late March through June or in late summer to fall. Those in the spring will form a low-growing rosette before growing as tall as 6 feet. And their emerging fall cousins will be growing tall in the spring and quite tough to control in their advanced stages. Weed specialists Mark Laux of Ohio State and Bill Johnson of Purdue have been working on a strategy for controlling mare's tail that's resistant to glyphosate. Part of the strategy is built on the use of Liberty Link soybeans and the use of Liberty herbicide. However, there are many alternatives that they suggest which will integrate with your weed control program. One of the benefits is avoiding an average 14 bushel per acre yield loss between a successful program and one which failed to control the mare's tail. The specialists say the easiest time to control mare's tail is when it's in the rosette stage and less than 4 inches tall. Many of the populations have resistance to both glyphosate as well as herbicides that are ALS inhibitors, such as Classic, Synchrony, or First Rate. Their research reports that mare's tail is not resistant to Liberty. Therefore, the use of Liberty Link soybeans are the most effective control strategy. They suggest the use of burn downs and residual herbicides, such as post-emergent application of Liberty at a 29 ounce per acre rate if the mare's tail exceeds 6 inches. As far as a fall application, if you have a glyphosate-resistant mare's tail that's growing in the fall, your goal is to control the emerged plants with a burn down, followed by another application in the spring. Fall herbicide should not be expected to carry over to the spring. However, if your mare's tail is not ALS resistant, you could use a product with chlorimuron. Laux and Johnson say Authority, Valor, and products with metribuzin should not be used in the fall, but used in the spring. For an economical burndown, they suggest products using 2,4-D. For a spring application, if you have a healthy stand of weeds in the spring, do not plant into an existing stand of mare's tail, but start with a weed-free seedbed, say the agronomist. Such a burndown could include 2,4-D ester plus glyphosate, or 2,4-D ester plus gramoxone, or Liberty plus a metribuzin-containing herbicide, or saflufenacil product, such as Sharpen, Optil, or Verdict, plus either glyphosate or Ignite. When applying the burndown treatment, include a residual herbicide to control the mare's tail until the soybean canopy can shade it out. Such residual products might include Valor, Valor XLT, and Vibe, and Light, or Gangster. It also could include Authority First, Sonic, Authority XL, Authority Broadleaf, or Spartan. It could also include Canopy or Cloak, plus Metribuzin, or Metribuzin, or Boundary. Both of them must be at least 0.38 pounds per active ingredient per acre. Now, for post-emergent control of mare's tail, Laux and Johnson say Liberty is the only effective herbicide that to do that if the beans are Liberty Link beans. They say if the beans are Roundup ready and mare's tail escapes the burndown, the suggested remedy is a combination of glyphosate plus Classic or First Rate at the highest allowable rates. And they're quick to add that such a combination may provide a variable response, but may work on some populations. So in summary, mare's tail is becoming resistant to glyphosate, and may be also resistant to ALS inhibitors, which means control alternatives are becoming more limited, particularly in no-till soybeans where cultivation is not an option. Because mare's tail emerges in both the spring and fall, treatment should occur in both times. Fall application can include 2,4-D and other herbicides. Spring applications can also use 2,4-D as a burndown with other herbicides. The only single effective control for mare's tail is Liberty, which must be used, of course, with LibertyLink soybeans. I'm Stu Ellis.